Hey dude, how much longer until we get to the motel? It can't be that much further. I mean, it's almost midnight. I feel like we've been driving through the middle of nowhere for hours. Oh, okay, that's not that long. God, I cannot wait to sleep in a real bed again. I mean, don't get me wrong, this road trip has been awesome, but sleeping on the ground these past few days has been rough. Camping was fun when we did it in your backyard as kids, but now we're old and my back is fucking killing me. I mean, it's already in pain from carrying around the weight of this incredible rack all the time. I don't know how much more I can put it through. Ugh, are you fucking kidding me? This car is such a piece of shit. No wonder the rental place gave us such a great deal on it. Okay. Let's try starting it again. Fuck. One more time. Ugh. Okay, we should call a tow. Maybe they could just drop us off at the motel before they take the car in. Well, shit. I don't have any signal. What about you? Fuck. Okay, well, I guess our options are wait here with the car and see if anyone comes to our rescue or go try and find some help. We could try and flag down the next car that passes, see if they'll give us a lift. What do you mean, no? How else are we gonna get out of here? I don't know about you, but I don't really want to sleep in here. It's starting to get pretty cold. My nips could cut fucking glass right now, okay? God, you're such a scaredy cat. Let's just ask the next person who comes along for some help. What? Are you afraid that some old guy in a bright yellow raincoat with a bloody hook for a hand and a taste for vengeance will come along and will end up gutted in his trunk? Please, you watch too many scary movies. Besides, I definitely have final girl energy. I would be fine. You, on the other hand? I'm kidding. Maybe. All right, if you don't want to wait for a random car to come by, maybe we should just try and find a house and, I don't know, see if we could use their phone. It was pretty dark out, but I think I saw one a couple miles back. Here, let's just take our backpacks and lock everything else up. Can you hand me the flashlight from the glove box? Thanks. All right, let's go. We'll probably get a signal once we're out of these woods. Well, that's spooky. Hey, I wonder if it's a full moon tonight. Maybe there are some werewolves prowling these woods. Oh, come on. Don't look so scared. I'm only teasing. I don't think you're quite Jacob's type anyway. Oh, don't give me that blank look. I know you've seen Twilight and that you secretly loved it. Oh, look, there's the house I saw. Damn it, no lights on. It doesn't look like anyone's home, but I'm sure they wouldn't be mad if we waited on their porch. Come on. Okay. Either we desperately need to nominate these people for an episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, or this place hasn't been lived in for years. This could be the set of a scary movie or something. Looks like the kind of place a bunch of teenagers would throw a party and then get murdered by a serial killer who's jealous that they have a social life. Okay, so I doubt that they'd have a working phone, but it's worth seeing if they've got a fireplace or something else we could warm up with. I know you're a human furnace, but I'm fucking freezing, so you've got to be at least a little cold, right? You know, I don't think it's safe for us to stay outside all night, and I'm too tired to walk back to the car. We should try and wait it out inside till morning. Dibs on sleeping in the coffin if they have one. Okay, so it seems like the door is locked. But I bet one of these windows will open if we give it a try. I mean, I'm not above a little breaking and entering, but if you give me a boost, I could check and see if one of them opens and I could just crawl in. And then once I'm in, I can just come let you in the front door. Foolproof plan. What would you do without me? Oh, that's right. You'd freeze to death on the side of the road because you were too scared to go get help. You should be grateful somebody has some courage around here. All right. Yep. Wrap your arms around me like that and give me a boost on the count of 3, 2, 1. Hey, that's my ass! Okay, well, enjoy copping a feel while you can because I'm kicking your ass for that as soon as I can feel my fucking toes again. Whatever. Keep us steady. Let me just. Fuck yeah. Okay, I'm going in. God, if this was a scary movie, this window pane would probably break right now. Fall down and decapitate me, wouldn't it? Oh, come on, I'm joking. Don't be so serious. The nerds who take everything super seriously always die first in your little movies, you know? All right, I'm in. Well, the wood floor seems sturdy at least. That's good. Wouldn't love to fall to my death through the rotted floorboards of a haunted house, but then again, I suppose there are worse ways to go. Okay, I'm gonna go unlock the door now. I'll see you in a sec. Don't let the boogeyman get you while I'm gone. Ta-da! This house is so creepy on the inside. It is awesome. I can't wait for you to see it. You're gonna hate it. Come on. So that window I came in opened into the dining room over there. It has this giant chandelier covered in cobwebs. So cool. You know, I wish I had a Ouija board because we could have had an absolutely sick séance under that thing. I'm sure there's tons of dead shit in here that would love to talk to us. I have so many profound philosophical questions to ask them, like, what happens when we die? What's the meaning of life? And why is my best friend such a little fucking bitch? Ow! Don't hit me, I was just kidding. Come on. Dude, the way it is taking everything in me not to explore this whole house right now. I walked through the kitchen too on the way to let you in, and whoever lived here, however long ago it was, definitely left in a hurry. I mean, there were still dishes in the sink. Oh, look. One of those doors is bound to lead to a creepy basement, right? What do you think's down there? Bodies? A lab for experiments? Teeth? Oh, I bet it's jars of teeth. That would be so fucking creepy. Oh my god, you are such a wimp! Follow me. We're bound to find something useful. Whoa, this is cool. You don't often see houses with entire libraries like this anymore. I wonder if they've got any good ghost stories on these shelves. I'm sure you'd love me to read you one for a soothing bedtime story. Oh, a fireplace. I fucking called it. Big old houses like this always have cool fireplaces. All right. If I remember my Girl Scout training correctly, we're gonna need dry wood, some smaller sticks or twigs, and a light. Oh, and I think I saw some old newspapers in the kitchen when I was there. That could be helpful. Why don't you take the flashlight and go grab some sticks from the woods, and I'll hunt around here and see if there are any matches hidden away somewhere. Oh. You don't want to go outside in the dark alone, so you'd prefer to stay here alone in the dark in this house that you definitely don't think is at all haunted. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Go on, go find us some wood. Go. Okay, time to find some matches. God, it is so fucking dark in here, I can barely see 2 feet in front of me. Okay, matches, matches. Where would I be if I were matches? What a little crybaby. It's just a house. Sure, it's creepy as fuck and could easily outdo the set decoration for any scary movie, but it's still just a house. And you know what every good scary movie has? A well-timed jump scare. Oh, he'd be so fucking mad at me. But on the other hand, when am I gonna get another chance like this to scare the absolute shit out of him? Oh, fuck, he's coming back. Better hide. You dickhead! Did you really just hit me? I couldn't see your face very well, but I'm sure it was priceless. I didn't know you could scream that high-pitched. Ow, my tit! What the fuck, man? It was a joke! Did you just shove me? Okay, bitch, it is on. Come here, you little shit. I could shove you through this fucking wall. Come on. Come. Mm-hmm. That's it, baby boy. I've been able to pin you since we were kids on the playground, and I bet I still can. Oh, shit. Are you okay? Oh, I didn't mean to trip you like that, but you know I've never played by the rules. Besides, it's your own fault. You started this. Oh, you should know by now that you'll always end up pinned underneath me, loser. Go ahead. Keep trying to struggle free from my grip. Oh, it's so cute watching you squirm. God, you're such a little weakling. Wait. What is that? Oh my God! Are you hard right now? You little freak. Are you getting off on this? You are! Oh my God. So is it a fear boner, the play fighting, or just me? All of the above? Damn, okay, well at least you're honest. How long have you wanted this, huh? How long have you been waiting for me to pin you down? Grind myself on your cock like this, Have I been starring in your wet dreams all this time and you never told me? You should have. We could have done this years ago. What? You think I haven't wanted this too? You think I haven't touched myself at night fantasizing about what it would be like to finally be able to feel you hard and throbbing underneath me like this? Have you thought about it too? Yeah? Tell me. Tell me how much you wanted it. Does this feel good for you too? God, I just wanna sit back on you and grind myself on your cock like this. Hey, hands off. No touching yet. I've waited so long for this. Let me savor it. Good boy. Oh, that term certainly made someone have a reaction. Are you blushing? Is someone secretly a soft, sweet, subby baby boy? I always knew you were a fucking bottom. Aww, is someone trying to prove that they can top? That's cute. You're sick of me running my mouth? You wanna shut me up? Okay then, make me. I dare you. Ow, fuck, are you pulling my hair? No, I didn't say stop. In fact, I kind of like it. Oh, that's not fair. Oh, I should have never told you that neck bites are my weakness. Oh, I should have known that would come back to haunt me. Hey, I thought it was funny. God, your hands feel so good squeezing my tits. Fuck. Okay. Wait, take my shirt and bra off, okay? I want to feel your skin on me. Yeah, just, yep, like that. Oh, you've probably wanted to see these for a while now, huh? Are they as good as you imagined they'd be? Thanks. Oh, fuck, yeah. Play with my tits like that. God, can you pinch my nipples a bit? Oh, is that all you got? Ow, fuck! All right, asshole, point taken. I said pinch my nipples a bit, not give me a fucking purple nurple. Does it get you off patting me down like this with one hand and having your way with me with the other? Yeah, I bet. Just know, for the record, that I could still turn the tables on you whenever I wanted. I'm strong as fuck. I just... I don't want to right now. But I need you to know that I could, okay? Fuck. I need more. Oh, yes. Exactly. Oh, fuck. Oh, rub me over my panties like that. Fuck. How do you always know exactly what I need? Yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how wet I'm getting for you? Okay. Come on. Keep going. Don't be such a fucking tease. Oh, fuck. Wipe that smirk off your face. I'm not afraid of admitting how good this feels, okay? I'm not afraid of anything. Unlike you. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, just keep rubbing my clit. Oh, yeah, I need it. What the fuck? Why did you stop? Payback? Payback for what? Being hilarious? Please. Ask? You want me to ask for it? Oh, if you think I'm gonna beg you for anything, I think you're overestimating. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, God, okay. No, can you just move your fingers faster? Oh, come on. What do you want me to say, huh? You want me to tell you how much I want your ginormous fat cock and my tight, wet little pussy? Is that what you want to hear? I thought we were living in a scary movie and not a porn. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, fine. Yeah. I want it. Oh, I want it so fucking bad. Please. Please fuck me. Oh, I've wanted it for so long. Okay. Yeah. Now, take my fucking jeans off so you can fuck me properly. Yep. Okay. What do you mean, why are they so tight? My love language is acts of service, baby. How else were you gonna stare at my ass all day? Yeah, I've noticed. You're such a fucking pervert. Just pull harder, okay? Okay, there we go. Well, it's not fair that I'm naked and you're not. Take your pants off. I need you. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Rub your cock against my clit like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I can't believe this is finally happening. Oh, fuck. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. We don't have a condom. Whatever. Fuck it. I'm on birth control, and besides, If you knocked me up, I think our moms would be thrilled, right? Besides, it's worth the risk. Okay. I can't wait anymore. I just put it in, okay? Please? Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, fuck. God, you're stretching me out so good. Oh, deeper. God. When did you get so good at this? Who taught you how to... never mind. I don't think I want to know. All I care about is that it's me you're fucking now. Yeah, harder, please. I need it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, harder, just like that. Oh, fuck my back. Oh, we're getting too old for floor sex. No, that doesn't mean stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. Oh, deeper. Oh, fuck, right there. That's the spot. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, right there. Oh, right there, right there, right there. Oh, are you getting close? Oh, I'm almost there. Yeah. Okay, rub my clit. Rub my clit just like that. I want to come with you. Yeah. Little circles. Like that. Oh, can you go faster, please? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, I can feel your cum leaking out of me. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good on top of me like this. Like a warm, heated blanket. I guess we didn't need that fire after all. That was as good as I had always imagined it would be. I can't believe it finally happened. I've been waiting for you to see me as more than just your dumb best friend for a long, long time. I don't know if this was just sex to you, but it wasn't for me. I've been in love with you since we were 10 years old, and it's okay if you don't feel the same. You love me too? Oh my God. So happy. God, can we wait a bit to tell everyone? Because I don't know if I can handle the I told you so's that are inevitably coming. Okay, good. You know, I'm really glad this house isn't actually haunted because we just committed a cardinal scary movie sin by having sex. If this were actually a movie, we'd be murdered immediately after this. I had to get one last one in, okay? Alright. As wonderful as it is to have you cuddled up to me like this, we should probably get dressed and, you know, finally build that fire. Come on.
You'll regret coming.
Ha ha, very funny, babe. Good joke. I'm very scared. What do you mean that wasn't you? Cut it out. It's only funny when I do it. What the fuck?